Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from Southern California.
Today's topic, outsourcing due diligence with InfoReports.com and ParcelFact.com. This is in the list of products that we provide to members and non-members to get deals done more efficiently, all in the name of having you, the investor, just be the deal maker and not shuffle the paper around and be involved in all this stuff.
And it's all brought to people coming to us saying, boy, I wish I had help with X. Boy, if I had a quick way to find that property. Boy, if I knew it was buildable doing an infill lot.
Right.
It's all of that.
Before we get into this topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Kelly asks, looking to do the latest acquisition with a funding partner. Let me know if you are a funder looking for deals to do as well, but do not have an agreement for this.
Want me to do it?
Yes, please.
Looking to do the latest acquisition with a funding partner. Let me know if you're a funder looking to do deals as well. But I don't have an agreement for this. Anyone have one that they can share or send directly to me? Also, when doing purchase and funding partner, do you allow the funder to take title?
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this on Monday, and Justin and I are going to talk about it tomorrow with Plum Investments. We now fund deals with people all the time. And he's got all kinds of agreements. And yes, there's one that specifically I've been watching it go moving around the internet through email and on the websites. There's a funding
probably
agreement
up there right now.
In fact, by the time we're answering this question, you probably have
somebody's
it done.
Somebody's probably shared it with you.
Yeah. So, absolutely. You know, the answer is yes to all of it. Does a funder take title? Yes. Here's how it works. So you own part of it, and so you find a deal. You want to pay $10,000 for it. You think it's worth $30,000. So you tell the funder. The funder says, yep, I agree with you. It's $10,000 is a great price. I think it's worth $30,000. Everybody signs a little single piece of paper. I think it's two pieces of paper. And the funder, with your direction, closes the deal. They buy the property. They own half of it, and you own half of it, which I think is only fair. And it goes on the title just like that. It gets sold for $30,000. They get their $10,000 back. They get 50% of the profit margin, which in this case is 20 grand. So you take 10, and they take 10. And you have put in exactly $0. Zero. And you take $10,000 out.
Mm-hmm.
And the funder at closing gets $20,000. They get their original $10,000 that they lent and their $10,000 piece.
Well, you brought the deal to the table, and that's why this makes sense. Sure, you put some money in marketing, you put in some money in the data, you put some money in the mail, you took some time on the phone call. So that's what you bring to the table, and that's why everybody wins.
Yeah, you do
and
10 of
those. You deserve the 50%.
You do 10 of those, you put 100 grand in the bank gross, and you didn't put a dollar into the acquisition.
Right.
You only ever spent money on marketing,
right,
on mail and stuff. So, well, let's put in it, add a zero, like Jill likes to say, add a zero to that. Mm-hmm. Add a zero to every deal. Now you put not $100,000 in the bank, you put $1 million in the bank.
Right.
For the same amount of marketing money, which is tiny.
Exactly. Thank you.
Today's topic, due diligence. Outsourcing due diligence with InfoReports and ParcelFact.com. This is the meat of the show. If you haven't been on ParcelFact.com, you must be a brand new listener, because we've had ParcelFact for a couple of years now with rave reviews, and it's free to members. It's $100 a month to non-members, and it allows you to put state, county, and APN, assessor's parcel number, into the website and get the coordinates of the property.
I have to say something. We have not promoted this, but we provided a new product recently where you can do one day,
$5 pass.
$5. Unlimited downloads in one day. And I'm watching that get used a lot.
I'm watching that too.
It's really awesome.
I've been watching that.
And it's funny. I'm watching people do a day, one day, and another day, and another day, and another day. And it's I'm sure they're saying to themselves, which I would too, after 20 days, I should just pay the $100. you know, and not think about it.
Yeah.
Which that, then it makes, you know, but that's okay. But for some people, they're like, you know, I only have time to look up properties. I do all my property review on Sundays and I'm going to save them all up for Sunday. Well, that's fine.
Yep.
You could do that too. But anyway, it's that little $5 thing that we threw out there has been a huge.
Yeah. Spend $5 and actually see what it's all about, because it's truly amazing the information you get. Ownership, zoning, taxes, a ton of stuff. It's a huge, for a huge value,
right,
for the very small amount of money, and it's obviously free for members. Mm-hmm. Inforeports.com. I keep saying this. I wish. Where was it in 2004?
Right.
The thing about buying info lots and any land really, but info lots specifically, is what can I use it for? You know, and what I can use it for based on zoning and utility location and all kinds of other stuff, grading, is how much I can sell it for, consequently how much I can buy it for. So
right.
We've been doing due diligence and talking to planning and zoning, but kind of like shooting in the dark a little bit for a long time about land use. This takes all the mystery out of that.
It's true.
So it's not, it shouldn't, people, the big comments that we've gotten right when we launched it, which is only, I guess, a month ago, wow, that's expensive. Why do I need that? You know, it's the same thing that we got when we launched TitleMine.
Yeah.
It's not how, it's not that, it does two things. Number one, you can outsource your due diligence. You can get a report back on a piece of property and you can say, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yep.
But, and then it changes how much you're going to sell it for.
Yep.
If you can use the property and it's buildable immediately, you can almost, I can tell you right now, and the builder does not have to do anything to it except show up with supplies and file for a permit. I mean, you're going to... The value is going to go through the roof on that property.
I'd say, for me, what was a game changer, go and check it out. I would really encourage you to go to inforeports.com and download the PDF of the sample. There's one property that's there so you can see what's there.
There's three.
Like a, well, there's, I know there's different ones, but go for the Mac Daddy or look at them all. I don't care. But the Mac Daddy one, which is 13 pages, I want to say, it's phenomenal. When you see, like, oh wow, you know what knowledge and what's available to you, and then you're going to go, all right, I see the value for this, and then this is what I would do. Then I would go, but it's not for my $500 properties, obviously. That's not what this is really meant to be, because you don't want to spend $1,000 or $1,500, you know, pulling this report. But man, anything above a certain price range, I'm doing it for all of them, because like you just said, it changes the value of the property. Same way we all figured out a long time ago, I can buy and sell $5 properties. I'm very comfortable without that, doing my own due diligence and not having title. Slash, however, if I go through the motions and I get a title report and I attach that to the property and I'm selling this land with title, even on eBay, I'm not kidding, you know, because wherever you're putting, we put them out there everywhere. Wherever they find me, it doesn't matter. But the property with title report, that's like just ups the value of the land. And this does the same thing. And you would do the same thing. You would want this where whoever they find you and they're looking at that property, there should be a link there that they can open up and see the report that you pulled on the property. And that's going to A, justify the price, and B, they're going to go, this is the greatest thing ever.
If you're serious about this, you have to check out inforeports.com.
Yeah.
We use it on every single deal.
Large deals, it's for not just info lots, even though we're calling it info reports. It's any land. You know, if you're buying 10 acres out in wherever, you need to check this. You want to know exactly what you're getting into.
Exactly.
So it's amazing.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for Finance Friday with Stephen Butella. That's me. And Justin Sliva.
That's not you. And that's not me.
It's not me?
No, and it's not me. Justin's not me. It's you, yeah. And Justin's not me. And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
It's kind of a short show because we covered it.
Well, the real truth is that we're running behind today.
Oh.
You know it and I know it.
I didn't know that's why you're doing that. That's hilarious.
That's exactly why.
I thought it was just a good stopping point and you just went, and we're done. That's good. That's so funny.
It was a good stopping point too.
Okay. Well, wherever you're watching or wherever you are listening, please rate us there. It really makes a difference. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.